Here in the U.S., we just had an election that was divisive, but also participatory. It seems everyone had a say. In China, not so much. The Chinese people already know the name of the man who will replace Hu Jintao and be their new president. He is Xi Jinping, and his appointment, there's no public campaign, will be made official during the Communist Party's conference being held in Beijing. The BBC's Damian Grammaticus reports.
Two days after America elected its president, China has begun the process of anointing its next leader. But there's no election here. Instead, 2,000 Communist Party delegates, including many from the army, have gathered for their party congress. The Communist Party has transformed China into an economic power, second only to America, but not reformed its own ways. This remains an authoritarian one-party state. The outgoing General Secretary Hu Jintao, his decade in power at an end, had a warning. Corruption, he said, could cause the collapse of the party and the fall of the state if the party didn't handle the issue well. Listening, the man who'll succeed him, the current Vice President Xi Jinping, chosen by party leaders 5 years ago in a process of backroom deals and compromises. He'll be installed as the new General Secretary at the end of the Congress next week. So what sort of leader will Xi Jinping be? On a trip to Mexico 3 years ago, he made these unguarded comments.
There are some bored foreigners with full stomachs who have nothing better to do than try to point fingers at our country. First, China does not export revolution. Second, China doesn't export hunger and poverty. Third, China doesn't come and cause you any headaches. Just what else do you want?
On the streets of Beijing, being seen to stand up for China goes down well.
I want China to have a peaceful future, not being bullied by outsiders. I hope Xi Jinping will improve people's lives and improve social stability.
I quite like Xi Jinping. I find him amiable and approachable. I hope he'll communicate more with the people.
And after the cautious leadership of Hu Jintao, a more confident, plain-speaking leader may be welcomed elsewhere too. America's Defense Secretary Leon Panetta met with Xi Jinping just a few weeks ago. I asked him what sort of leader he thought Xi would be.
Vice President Xi is going to be very thoughtful, and he's very candid. He's not somebody who sticks to talking points. He's somebody who engages in the discussion, and that too is a good sign for a future leader of China.
And while China looks increasingly modern, there's a widespread sense here that growth is slipping, and what's needed now is more reform. Lawrence Robert Kuhn is an advisor to China's government and author who's written a book titled How China's Leaders Think.
Maybe for the first time, the risk of not reforming may be higher than the risk of reforming. And I think the leadership knows that, and Xi Jinping knows that. He's not a wild revolutionary. He's very cautious, and that's the story of his life. But I think he recognizes that reform is necessary.
The problem is the Communist Party's reflex is to tighten its hold and become more intolerant of those who question its right to rule. But China's incoming leaders will need to hear tough messages and take tough decisions if the Communist Party is to reinvigorate its grip on power.
That report from the BBC's Damian Grammaticus. By the way, cab drivers in Beijing have been asked to disable the windows in their vehicles so people can't open them because the government fears people will write subversive messages on small pieces of paper, stick them to ping pong balls, and toss them out. It could happen. And we go out with some music from Peng Li Yuan, a famous singer in China, now more so, because her husband is China's next president, Xi Jinping. I suppose you'd have to put her in the winners column in China. Remember, we're still taking your thoughts on winners and losers in our U.S. election at hereandnow.org. One of our listeners, Jamie Merrill, writes, one big winner, Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg, who can now safely retire and focus on her health. Let us know your thoughts here and now.